we continue to stand and we continue to say, enough is enough, enough with corruption, enough with injustice. What about those people who are being forced to come to work by their employers, pastor? For those of you, listen to me, if you work at a business, you and your colleagues are going to have to unite. Your employer needs to understand that this is about Zimbabwe. Right now, we are calling everyone to national duty to serve Zimbabwe. If you work for an employer who is forcing you to come to work, let them know that on Wednesday, I will not be able to come to work. And I'm telling you this again, even if you decided you would go, the public transportation is being shut down. We're asking banks. You know what? The banks actually need to be the first ones to shut down. The banks, someone has just said, what about the banks here? The banks need to be the first ones to shut down. Let me tell you why the banks should be the first ones to shut down. The banks need to shut down because they are the ones whom we gave our money. And when the government took our money from the Reserve Bank, the banks should have gone there to fight for us. Because we entrusted them with the money, but they didn't go there to fight for us. And so we're saying to the banks, we know you are afraid that your licenses will get taken. But unite as banks. If all of you shut down, will they take all your licenses away? No, they won't. So we're calling even on the banks. You close on Wednesday. You close on Wednesday. Don't open on Wednesday because you've got nothing to give us anyway.